It's great to be here at the Corporation in Sheffield with Sammy Elbanner, frontman of Finnish Thrashers Lost Society. Hi, Sammy, how are you?
I'm doing actually perfect, thank you very much. We just started our very first headline tour around the UK and Ireland. Is it 2 days ago? We did London on Friday, and we did Birmingham yesterday, and today we are in lovely Sheffield. It's going to be a good night.
Great stuff. Okay, welcome to Sheffield.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So, as you said, this is your first headline UK and Ireland tour. How have the shows been up to now?
I mean, they've been amazing. Seriously, mind-blowing, because obviously when we started this out, we knew that we've done a lot of shows in the UK. We actually counted that after this tour, I think it's about like over 30 shows we've done here already, which is pretty impressive. Pretty impressive because we haven't done Europe even that extensively.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've done loads of shows here. They've always been good, and we've always been like the supporting act. So we came here like thinking that, well, we'll see, because now we're headlining, and the places aren't like they're decent size anyway. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I mean, we did London 2 days ago. We had a very decent amount of people there. I mean,
yeah.
We could talk almost about a full house, and the people just went crazy. And after the show. After the show, I was talking to people out there, and I mean, damn, there were people traveling from all over the UK and all over the world, which was really impressive. And I mean, it's mind baffling, of course, when you see so many people who have come to see you, because you know that they've actually come to see you. It's really amazing. And last night in Birmingham, we did the HRH Festival, which was a first appearance for us in that festival, and amazingly organized, and the crowd was wild. And I mean, what more could you hope for? It's been really good. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to the rest of this tour.
Yeah.
You can see it's going to be good.
Great. You've got 10 dates in all, haven't you? So you've been quite a few. Yeah.
Exactly. It's going to be cool. I mean, we have our first day off tomorrow, which is all, the days off are the biggest bummers, because everyone's like, what the fuck? We came here to play. What are we doing? But no, I mean, it's good to charge your batteries. But.
Yeah.
But it's going to be good, and I'm really looking forward to doing these UK dates, and obviously really looking forward to going to Ireland also for the first time in I believe, 2 years.
Right.
So that's going to be cool.
Oh, awesome. Great stuff. Okay, so you seem to keep busy with shows. You supported Devil Driver last summer, and you did a tour of Spain. But aside from this tour now, can you give me an update on any news? Is there a new album in the pipeline?
Well, actually, yes. And actually, I got to correct one thing. We were supposed to do a tour in Spain, but it got cancelled last night.
Oh, okay.
Not because of the band. That's the most important. But the most important thing is that we're going back as soon as possible to do those shows. But anyway, we've been really busy, and it's been pretty crazy because most bands kind of, you know, they usually do, they go in cycles. That they first tour, then they go to the studio, then they tour, and, you know, so forth. But for us, it's been a bit different. We've been kind of doing everything mixed up.
Yeah.
So while we've been touring all the time, we've also been writing a lot of songs and hit the studio many times. So actually, the last year's autumn went pretty much in the studio, and I can tell you that once we get back to Finland, there should be a small hassle, but after that, there should be something new for everyone to listen to. And this year, there will definitely be a lot of Lost Society coming out for everyone to hear, and we'll be touring a lot.
Oh,
and probably going to the studio again. I mean, because it's been almost 3 years since the last release, and I think it's really amazing in the sense that we can still tour off of those three records, and that really says something to us, like, more than anything.
Yeah.
So it's going to be more of like a massive thank you to all of our fans also when we release our next release. So stay tuned, everybody.
Okay.
Something's happening.
So is there a rough idea when the album might be out?
I can't tell you any details, but it's going to be, we're going to put out something for everyone to hear like within the next month. And then after that, we'll see how the schedule happens. But that's always, the band doesn't get asked when you want the whole thing to come out. They just write the music, and then the amazing people behind us kind of do the business side of it.
And have you changed labels? because you were on Nuclear Blast before, weren't
we
you?
We have, yes. The first three were released via Nuclear Blast, and the next one, well, that's one of the things I cannot talk about right now. So, you know, just okay. say, our websites, so you'll get all the information first, probably before me.
Okay, cool. Look forward to it. So, the band formed back in 2010, and you're also young back then. You're still young now, but obviously you weren't very young then. Yeah, so almost a decade later, how do you reflect on your journey as musicians over that time?
Well, I mean, first of all, goddamn, I haven't even thought about that. It is almost a decade, holy shit. But, I mean, I think the most important thing almost is, like, that it really doesn't feel like it's that long. Mm. And I think it's really impressive, let's say, like, with what's happening nowadays, I don't think there's a lot of bands that stay with the same members from the beginning till this day. I mean, one of the biggest and the most important things about this band is the chemistry within the band. We have these, like, me and these three guys who are, like, you know, best friends. We've known each other for ages, and we practice on a daily basis. So, I mean, it's impossible to have, like, problems with these guys, you know? It's like we're brothers, and I mean, I'd say it's been a really crazy journey, and I think at this point already now, in 2019, we have achieved more than any of us thought could be possible by playing this kind of music. Mm. And, I mean, of course, a part of it is, like, the thank you to our guys, but, of course, we have so unbelievably awesome people behind us. You know, all the labels, the managements, and everything. I mean, because without them, we couldn't do this. And we've really done a good job, like, along with these people, growing this band during these years. So, I mean, I'm humbled by all of it, and I'm really looking forward to what's going to happen in the future. Yeah. But, I mean, one thing's for sure, we're not stopping anytime soon.
That's great. So, thinking of your last album, title Brain Dead, and, of course, the band name, what do you think of society in general today? Because things have changed quite a lot last few years, I would say.
Well, I mean, you know, as a fucking... Was I, like, 12 when I came up with Lost Society, I'll tell you one thing, that it's changed a lot from that day when I thought that, hey, Lost Society sounds pretty cool, and, well, you know, we're pretty lost in this society. And I've always kind of, we've all had in the band this kind of policy that we don't like to talk about politics or anything about this, or be, you know, really judgmental against anything. But holy fucking shit, I mean, when you look all around us right now, it's a mess. Mm. It really is a mess. I mean, for us, we're doing pretty good. I mean, we're lucky, we're able to tour, we all have a house, and, you know, stuff like that. But there's a lot of shit happening all around us, and I think the band name is more relevant than ever.
Definitely.
And I think it's really cool also that once we put out some new music, I think a lot of people will notice that there's a lot more, like, lyrical themes that kind of are more relevant with this whole Lost Society thing.
Right.
Because, I mean, I think, you know, for the first two records, lyrical themes on the songs were, like, pretty, you know, thrashy, all kinds of stuff mixed together. But once I kind of realized at some point, and yeah, I'm pretty slow, so I realized after that you can really make a difference with your art. Because, you know, for me, I've always been a guitarist. I haven't considered myself a singer, at least in the beginning of the band. So once I realized that I also have the power to write whatever the fuck I want, I think that was a turning point for me. Because I really want to help fans in the way that these massive bands have made an impact on me.
Yeah.
Like, during all these years that I've been listening to music. So yeah, definitely the Lost Society name is more relevant than ever. And I'm not going to go into further details on this whole politic thing because I'm not an expert in it, but, I mean, even I'm dumb enough to notice that there's a lot of stuff happening that shouldn't be happening right now.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, we're trying to make the world at least a little better place with our music, and hopefully that's happening.
Yeah, that's it. At least we can always rely on music.
Absolutely. It's a universal power that really helps us through
shit. Yeah, definitely. So Lost Society's toured and played shows with some of the biggest bands in thrash, such as Exodus, Slayer, Anthrax, Overkill. What's it like sharing a stage with guys who, I guess, are your heroes?
It's pretty crazy, I gotta say that, and I mean, we've been really lucky. We've been really lucky in the sense that we've got to do that, you know. Well, obviously, we did the mega show with Slayer and Anthrax, and and was at the gates. And anyway, I mean, that was like a real once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it probably will be a once-in-a-lifetime experience since Slayer is retiring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously it's going to be one of those things that we'll remember forever. And, you know, Overkill and Exodus, and, well, obviously Children of Bodom, who we've done quite a lot of touring with right now. It's really crazy, because these are the people that we've literally listened to since we were kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of course, it's really cool to tour with them, but I'd say that it's even cooler to get to know these people and realize the thing that you want to realize when you meet your heroes, that these guys are just... they're people.
Mm.
They're normal people who are amazing at what they do.
Yeah.
And I think that's... it's been a real, like... it's been like a teaching experience to all of us also to see that these people are, no matter how much they tour, how big they are, they're still humble, and that's what I appreciate the most.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, is there any more touring coming up for you? I know you mentioned this one, and you do love touring.
Oh, absolutely. When we get back home from this tour, we're going to be doing a few shows, just a few like one-offs in Finland.
Yeah.
And through that, we're going to start our festival season. And well, I mean, the festival season we'll have some shows, but we're going to save some time also because we're going to be doing some additional recording in the summer. As I said, we have a lot of material that we want to record and release as soon as possible. So it's going to be cool. And I think, you know, this whole thing that we do, that we tour and record at the same time, it's kind of good for us because we love playing live.
Mm.
And I think when we do that enough and then you go to the studio, you just have a completely different mindset to recording, because you listen to everything, not only if, you know, you listen to, is this a good song, but you also listen to how could we make it a bit better so it works live even better. So works for us and we love it.
Cool. Okay, talking of Finland, what's the thrash scene like in Finland at the moment?
It's massive. It's ridiculous how massive it is. Like, well, ever since Fastlaw Death came out in 2013, it's been growing because, I mean, of course, Finland has, like, a big history, obviously, with thrash and metal bands in general, obviously. Mm. But, you know, I mean, everything goes in waves always. Mm. So I think after Fastlaw Death came out and the band got lifted up even a bit, people realized that, oh, okay, so this isn't totally dead, this genre, so maybe we could do something too. So right now I'd say there's like in the hundreds these young guys from like spanning from 14 years old to fucking 50 years old who are releasing thrash records, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And what makes it even cooler is that there's a lot of these people, obviously, who support us a lot in Finland, who list us as their biggest influence, which is completely fucking mind-blowing because, you know, never in a million years would we have thought when we started this that there would be someone who considers us their biggest influence and that because of us they would start playing. So, I mean, that's really awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
Absolutely.
Aww. So, talking of music, what do you listen to when you're not doing your music?
This is going to be a long conversation. You know, I mean, I love music to death. I mean, music is a part of my everyday life. And, you know, I mean, we play metal, so many times when we get into this conversation, there's going to be a lot of people who get butthurt because of the fact that they realize that, you know, these guys who play metal music and stuff like this, that they don't necessarily always listen to metal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's, you know, I'm going to give a small piece of my mind, just to explain this theory. It's basically that, you know, if you write the kind of music you play it live all the time and everything, it's nice to get some different kind of music into your system. Plus the fact that you never know what piece of music will inspire you to write the best metal song on earth.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's, you know, taking anything away from anyone if I listen to, you know, Avril Lavigne after the show. It you know, if there's a good melody, I could be like, oh, cool, this sounds pretty nice, then I'll take up, you know, my GarageBand or Pro Tools and I'll write something.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that it'll sound like that, but, you know, you might get some inspiration.
Yeah.
But back to the matter, what I've been listening to now, like, almost nonstop since it came out was the new Architects record.
Right.
I love it. Mm. I think that's one of the best metal records that has come out in a long time. Then, like, generally on tour, I listen to, of course I listen to a lot of, you know, the metal stuff, like Architects. I listen to Slipknot, Children of Bodom, of course my daily dose of Maiden and Priest and Sabbath, everything like that. But then I also like listening to a lot of, like, easy stuff, you know, I'll tune into some Toto after a show, because after a show, metal is the last thing you want to listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, in every tour bus we have, there's one rule that you don't play metal in that bus. If you want to, then you go to your bunk and listen to it. But, I mean, you know, Toto and, shit, it's always hard because there's a lot of stuff you listen to, but I mean, I listen to a lot of punk rock, rock, pop, pop rock, everything. And actually, I was just updating this on Instagram like 10 minutes ago that I've been listening to the A Star Is Born soundtrack, which I think is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
The movie was amazing, and the soundtrack is even better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just some of the stuff I listen to. So.
Oh, good for you. So, do you notice much difference between the audiences in the different countries that you play? Do they vary much, the kind of reaction and stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's big differences. Of course, it's like, it's hard to compare, like, other countries to Finland. Because, you know, like, generally Finland is a really shy country, but for us, because, you know, we played about 200 shows there, of course the people know us already by now, so they know that when you come to our show, you can't be shy. It's gonna be crazy, you know, whether they want it or not. But, like, fucking, we were in London 2 days ago, and that was one of the craziest crowds I've seen in Europe, which was really cool.
Right.
And, you know, obviously, when you go to Germany, it's always good. I mean, they're such a metal country. Mm. Poland, they're crazy always. You know, France, I gotta give a shout-out to them, too. And, I mean, I can't say that there's any country that isn't a good a good place to play shows, because everyone always has, like, their own kind of way to show you that they love the music. You know, Japan, for example, it's the music culture there, it's so brilliant, because, you know, the shows start, like, at 6 p.m., like, the headliners start at 6 p.m., and, you know, the people come from work, they put their suits into the check, like, the coat check, they rock out, and then they go home, and then they go to work the next day, but they go insane when they go to the shows, which is so cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really different in different countries, but I can't say that there's any country that I wouldn't love to be in, as, like, when it comes to the crowds. They all know what's up when they come to a Lost Society show.
Yeah. Is there anywhere that you've not been yet that you'd like to go, or anywhere that you'd like to play?
Absolutely. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, is South America.
Yeah.
Which, of course, we've had, like, loads and loads of people who have said that we have to come there, And obviously, you know, I wish I could say to each and every one of these people that it's totally out of our hands.
Mm.
If we have the possibility, we'll be there ASAP. We'll be there as soon as fucking possible. And, well, you know, South America, then Australia.
Yeah.
Because we haven't been there either, and I'm just really looking forward to that happening.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we've done North America, we've done Russia, we've done most of Europe. Of course, there's countries that we haven't been to yet in Europe, but, you know, I mean, we have a lot of time, which is nice.
Yeah.
Which is nice, so we'll try to hit as many countries as possible.
Awesome. Great stuff. Oh, so to finish off then, Sammy, would you like to just leave a message for your fans and the listeners?
Absolutely. I mean, as I said, we put out our latest record 3 years ago, and I'll tell you, this year is going to be the year of Lost Society. We're going to give all of you a lot of new treats, some new music and live shows that you'll never forget. Just thank you so much for your endless support. We could not do this without you.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for your time, and have a great tour.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.